This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to Nefertari on her podcast Thanksgiving from a Native American Perspective. I'd like to start by saying, Nef, it's been a long time since I've heard from you, girl. I have missed the Nefcast. You need to be coming on here more often. If you have Native American blood, I suppose the Thanksgiving holiday would give you some mixed emotions. Seeing what all has happened over the last 200 plus years, I suppose if the Native Americans in those days could see the world through your eyes, the pilgrims would have ended up scalped. They would all have been sitting around that table and the pilgrim skulls would have been sitting on the end of sticks. They would have wanted some more corn, George. Oh, but since this is a podcast about Thanksgiving, I guess I should go ahead and add that I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a good life. I'm 46 years old now, and they're really, you know, I can't complain. My life has been so much better than so many other people that, you know, by circumstances of birth, just don't have it near as good as I do. It's really unfair. And so when I go to give thanks, it will be for, you know, you know, with the wonderful shining, that blessings that have been bestowed upon me. And I'll pray for everybody, I suppose. If there's a downside, I guess it's my family's coming into town. We're all meeting over at my mom's starting tomorrow. Oh, joy. I am so looking forward to this. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you it was good hearing from you again. I hope everyone on ATS has a wonderful Thanksgiving. Even if you live in another country, hell, stop and buy a turkey sandwich and say, you know, over in America, millions of turkeys are being cooked today. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.